Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in all ways. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now.
Welcome. You are listening to Manifesting Miracles, the podcast created for the people, the situations, and the environment of your abundance. I am Michelle Juanita Lamont, your manifestation master, author, speaker, and award-winning podcast host, and sometimes YouTube channel host as well. I'm elated to connect with you guys today because I have such a powerful message that's been coming through on the download all day long. And I think it's time for us to address it and to talk about how to manifest heaven when you're living in hell. And I know that some of us are very much excited and wants to be part of this podcast today. And he is messing with me right now. So here we go. And his name is Wayne Dyer Lamont, named after one of my favorite authors and spiritual gurus, Dr. Wayne Dyer. So one of the things that I really want to tap into today is discussing and talking about your energetic and vibrational currency in regards to creating and transforming and transmuting your current situation into the situation that you really want it to be, really, really, really want it to be. And so I want to go over a few points, and I want to give this tutorial to you because I really want you to manifest things into your reality. Absolutely nothing would make me happier than to know that you, yes, you, You are using this podcast and this message and this frequency to change every single thing from your current reality into the reality that you came here to create.
Now, if this is your first time tuning in and listening and watching, I welcome you. So how did I become a manifestation coach? Well, that's going to take a few minutes, but if this is your first time tuning in, I want you to know that I'm a very successful entrepreneur. I'm a professional speaker. I'm a manifestation, abundance, and life coach. Going to get you on track and going to get you going, hold you accountable, and create and teach. I am an author. And if you go to michellejlamont.com, Michelle J. Lamont, you can subscribe for my newsletter. You just go and you click it, and then you put your email in. And then what happens is that you manifest my ebook instantly. Talk about instant manifestation, baby. And then you can register for my newsletter and get all of this information directly into your mailbox, into your Gmail or to whatever you use. Every single week, just like this podcast comes out twice a week, you will receive this message, the newsletter, once a week. But you can buy an hour of my time. You can buy 2 hours. The next progressive step would be coaching. I offer 6 weeks to success, then 90 days, and then 6 months. I also have a training program where I teach you and certify you, see the certifications down there, as a manifestation coach. So there are a lot of ways to work with me outside of listening and watching me or getting adopted by me. And I want to go over some of those things right now and tell you that you are so protected and you are so loved and every single thing is always working out for you. And that it's time for you to align yourself with the highest and the best version of you. Why not you? Why not you? I believe in you. I believe that you are worthy of receiving this just as much as I believe that I am. And let me tell you, I have manifested some insane things, but who cares what I've done? If you go to my website, you're going to see testimony after testimony after testimony. Even on this podcast, if you go down and you want to write a review, which I deeply appreciate, and give me 5 stars or put something in the comments, bless you. Bless you. Thank you. If you go right here on iTunes, if you're listening on iTunes, you're going to see a couple of 100 positive reviews of my award-winning podcast. So why would all of these people, why would all of these things come into my reality if I was not a badass manifesting master? I am. And so are you. I've dedicated over 6 years. I have 2 new degrees because of this jaunt down the aisle of, let me go to the metaphysical, understanding sacred geometry, understanding numerology, life path 9, understanding sacred geometry, understanding the quantum field, understanding metaphysics. I'm even certified as a happiness expert from Yale. So as we move forward, and I forgot to hit the timer, so I'm just going to wing it here. Can't believe I did that. Ah! All right. So let's get into it because the reason I was inspired to do this was that I do these group classes. And if you haven't signed up for one of my classes, let me tell you, you are missing out. Because first of all, if you don't invest in yourself, how can you expect the universe to invest in you? You're telling the universe, oh, I'm not worthy of taking that class. It's too expensive. Let me tell you something. There isn't a single person who has taken my class that their lives haven't transformed, that their energy hasn't transformed, that they're not happier, that they don't understand the metaphysical better. They do. They do. And so will you. And I promise you this, okay? So I want you guys to understand that everything is happening in the exact way that it's supposed to and in the exact moment. So if you are led to this podcast, your guides and your angels and your higher self is sick and tired of you not manifesting your reality. It's time. And so I want you to go back and listen to another episode and another episode and another episode and another episode until you have the confidence to hit that 15-minute free call and book a free 15-minute session with me. What do you have to lose, baby? You're already here. Let's push past that fear and get into the faith of this reality, the faith of manifesting. You see, Earth is the teaching planet, and you might wait 100, 200, 400, 600 Earth years to get here so you can learn how to manipulate energy and that you can become the co-creator of your reality with the greatest creator that ever created anything ever, G-O-D. Now, you might call it Gaia. You might call it... There's, I think, 20,000 different names for the word God. But for me, as long as you understand that there is something bigger than you that created you, then you are on the path to your divine alignment. I do not subscribe to any specific religion or anything of that nature. When I have my conversation with higher self and with God creator energy, you know what I hear? Love, peace, friendship. Doesn't seem like there's a lot of rules. Doesn't seem like there's a lot of guilt. Definitely doesn't seem like the sins that certain people think are sins are anything that Creator thinks about. We are just here for such a short little time. And to think that you come here to be subjected and dominated and suppressed, that's ridiculous. So what can we do to align ourselves and make whatever kind of hell you're in right now a little bit more heavenly? Well, that's what I'm going to discuss with you right now. So let's get started. First of all, I need you to understand that we are energetic beings. And when we think about something or when we create something, it then becomes a frequency and the universe conspires to create it. And it goes into a vibrational state of being in a quantum field. Time moves not in linear, it moves from front to back, it moves forward. The you that was 5 years old is the you that will be 75. You're not in two different bodies. You're not in two different timelines until you learn these steps. And then, of course, you can quantum leap because you're just moving parallels. You're just moving quantum fields. You're not actually changing in from one body to another. But I don't want to get into the science of it right now because that's not what this episode's about. So what this episode is truly about is understanding your relationship with the vibrational essence of you. So the very first thing that you have to master, my love, is vibrational energy. And so vibration is how it feels when the thing you want has appeared. Okay? So when you want something to appear in your reality, you have to become a vibrational match to it. So if you've been walking around your whole entire life just existing and just living and just surviving, then, my friends, you are not a vibrational match too much. What you're actually doing is you're simply surviving. And it's time for you to be awake, okay? So your guides and your angels and all of the higher beings that are around you all the time have sent you to this podcast, to this YouTube, to this information, to this resonance, because they're tired. They're sick and tired of you not understanding how to change your vibration. So step one is understanding that everything is energy, energy, energy. Step two, understanding that what you want is in a vibrational field right in front of you. It's layered in front of you and you're stepping in and out of timelines. Second thing that you need to know is that meditation is the medication, okay? You don't need pills. You don't need all these other things. You need to quiet your mind, tap into your heart, and understand that your higher self is the intuitive guide that you've been looking for. And so when bad stuff happens to us, or we're living in a hellish-like environment, which I'm very familiar of a wide variety of different hellish-like environments, I want you to understand that All of these things are happening because you have not mastered your energy. Okay. When you haven't mastered your energy, you become a vibrational match to everything. Now, you might say, so what does this mean, Michelle? I really just don't get it. I don't understand what you're saying. All right, that's cool. Let's go a little bit further. Okay. So when you're in an environment, let's say it's a terrible workplace, you fucking can't stand your coworkers, you can't stand your boss, you hate the drive-in, everything sucks, the food around that office sucks, the people in the office are terrible, they're racist or they're rude or they're misogynistic or whatever it is that they are, and it's just lowering your vibration. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to meditate. I want to challenge you to meditate for 21 days. Here's the tip. Here's the guess what. And as you start to meditate and you close your eyes and you sink into that higher self energy, I want you to then visualize what that hell situation is. Now I want you in that hellish situation for flowers to come from the walls, for rainbows to be outside the window, for sunshine and clouds. Now get in your car and you're driving and the hellish drive becomes quick and easy. And all of a sudden, there's all green lights and everything is truly working in an opposite vibrational direction. And now you get to the office and there's flowers and there's birds singing and there's rainbows and all of the terrible people that are always around you seem to ignore you, seem to leave you alone. And I want you to meditate on and expand on that every day of the 21 days. Keep expanding, keep expanding, keep expanding. You like vanilla ice cream? All of a sudden, the cafeteria or the restaurant or wherever you eat at only serves vanilla ice cream, okay? We're going to keep going and we're going to keep going and we're going to keep building. Because when you can align yourself with the feeling of this thing being better than it is, then you are so close to transmuting and quantum shifting into a different vibrational point of attraction. And so the suffering or the bad situation or what you are perceiving as a hellish-like environment is actually your higher self and your guides and your angels trying to get you to master energy. Because it's so easy when I go on a walk with Wayne or Dolly here in beautiful St. Pete, Florida, I'll see 50 or 60 different types of flowers on my walk. I'll see birds of all different flocks and feathers, a little dolphin or a stingray, or maybe a manatee or floating past all the little wooden bridges in my neighborhood. And everything just seems so beautiful and so perfect and so divine. And it's very, very easy to stay in alignment when you're living in this beautiful Disney-like environment. But what happens when you get out of Disney? Go to the grocery store, drive in traffic, deal with your ex when you have to exchange the children, go to a event and there's bigotry and racism and hatred protesting outside. What then, Michelle? I got you. So when you learn that you're mastering this energy and your environment really does change. And then you're in an environment where it seems hellish again. This is your opportunity to call in that control, to call in that energy. You see, when you are completely in alignment with your higher self, the higher self reality starts to reveal itself to you. How funny is that? And suddenly that hellish experience becomes the heaven that you've been looking for. I do this 6 weeks to success program where I teach people who maybe they don't need 90 days, maybe they're not really prepared for 6 months, or they don't want to do coaching. and I don't have a group class starting enough, or they want individual attention. This is one of the very first things that I do, is I put them on a spiritual diet, a 21-day diet where they don't complain about anything. And every time they write something, they have a complaint, they write it down in a book. So I'm going to challenge you to do the same thing, because there is paradise in that hell, but it's your job. And it's my job to teach you how to see this heaven. You're living in it. Earth, the teaching planet, is heaven. But you can only manifest your vibration. So until you control how you are reacting to things, how you act towards things, how things impact you, okay? Until you understand how vital it is for you to control this energy and to be a vibrational alignment all the time to what your higher self is calling you to do, every place that starts out like a heaven will turn into a hell. Why? Because you haven't learned the lesson. And what is this lesson, Michelle? This lesson is your divine alignment. And once you get into it, all of a sudden, everything in your reality starts to change. That concrete wall becomes a flower wall. The window at the end of the walkway by the water cooler, it always has rainbows every time you go by. That drive into work, all you see is angel signs all the way in. Sure, you can change your job. You can change your relationship. You can change everything. But until you change this and this, your heart and your mind, everything is going to look like hell. You know, people, I would always hear, you know, if I move out of here, if I move to this other state, things are going to get better. If I get out of this relationship, if I get out of this job, if I could just learn to forgive, if I could do this, if I could do that, you're right. All of those things were put into your reality so you would shift, so you would change, so you would be a vibrational match to higher and higher things. You can stay or go. You are the environment. You created that hell and you can uncreate it. Then you might be saying right now, Michelle, that's ridiculous. That's the most asinine thing. You have no fucking clue what you're talking about. Cool. Peace. No worries. But the truth is that I do. And that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you follow this and then you message me in 21 days, you are going to be singing a different tune. And you can tell me 21 days from now, because you're going to go to my website, michellejlamont.com, and you are going to book a free 15-minute session with me so I and you can review all of the things that you're doing, and maybe I can help you bring in some little metaphysical aspects to move things a little bit easier, to make things a little bit smoother, to help balance things out for you until you can get to the point where you thought you were walking into the flames of hell. Just like that, they become heaven. And I'm not saying that you become a magician or you learn things that other people don't know. You've been playing with the wrong tools. You've read the wrong books. You can go with science. Science does not dispute spirituality. Science disputes religion. Science can be proven. Manifesting is how everything is created. It first starts as a thought, then it becomes a frequency, then we become a vibrational match, and it appears in our reality. And so for all of us who are new to manifesting, who are really trying to understand this, you are the magic, you are the magic, you are the magic, you are the magic. And until you understand this, until you wrap that beautiful brain around it, your heart around it, your soul and your habits, you're going to recreate every single hell you have ever lived in. Now, if you think you're an advanced manifester and you want to sign up for my masterclass, I have two left this year, August 21st and October 30th. August 21st is already sold out, I'm pretty sure. And I don't know when this podcast or this YouTube is airing, so it's probably going to be past that date. But this is the Earth Year 2022. And my name is Michelle Juanita Lamont, and I'm a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And all I want to do every single day is serve you and help you and let you see all of the heaven that you've been missing out on. So if this is your first time tuning in, I'm going to ask you to write me a review on iTunes, to hit that 5-star on Spotify, to tell 5 of your friends. All you got to do is go right there where the title of the podcast is, hit share, and then toss it over to somebody. And if you're listening on YouTube, I want you to subscribe and to like and make a comment down below. Tell me if you started the 21-day challenge and how I can serve you. And have you made a 15-minute call yet? Because on that call, we'll go over every single thing that we talk about and make it personalized for you. How are we going to move the needle if we don't know where you are? Where you are on the side of the record? Where you are in your path? Where you are in your alignment? I need to help you, and I want to help you by showing you how powerful you are. You are the creator. You're it. You're the whole show. This whole thing is all about you. You and God are not separate. You and the creator came here to experience it. They're experiencing humanity through you. You are the lens in which they see everything. So you got to get very clean on your vibration, on your energy, and on your ideology. You can put me in any situation now, and it's always paradise. I would go to paradise and complain. I'd go on vacation and complain. Who does this? A low vibrational person. A low vibrational person who is trapped in her own hell. And it kills me. It kills me to know that I had to suffer so long. I don't want you to suffer. I want you to thrive. I want you to turn every hellish situation into a heaven. And I want you to know that those situations didn't happen because you're a bad person or you've done something wrong. They're there to teach you that you're out of alignment. They're there to show you that there's another way to do this. I call upon animal spirits. I call upon crystals. I call upon always prayer. Before I stand, I kneel. I'm humble and I'm humbled. I'm humbled by a bee or a flower. I'm humbled by you listening and watching and being a part of this journey. We have such a short
amount. It's 7 o'clock.
And now you know what time it is. We have such a short amount of time here, my love. Follow these steps. Understand your vibration. Learn to meditate. Understand that when you're in hell, it's just a way to expand because you've got to learn how to make every hell a heaven. You have, when you're in alignment, those hells become heavens. And you can transmute anything. So please, 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 please help me help others. Like, comment, share. And please, no matter what, go and listen to another episode and another episode and another episode and another. There's over 160 of these already recorded on the internet. All you have to do is find me, Michelle J. Lamont, and then you'll have an arsenal. You know, some people think they want to leave a mark on this world by putting their name on a building, having a freeway named after them. I drive on those freeways. I enter those buildings. I never notice the names. And even less do I do the research or think about them. All you have is right now, this moment. What are we going to do about it? Are you going to understand that you're the creator of your reality and everything you see you're responsible for? You created it. You want to change it? Change it within. And that's where we're going to leave it today. on how to manifest heaven when you're in hell. So I want you to know from the bottom of my heart, I love you. 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 And you are worthy and you are protected and you are fucking known. So stop acting like you don't matter because you do. Okay. All right. And producers, it's time to cue the music and wrap this up because it's time for us to manifest our miracles. All right. Until next time, my name is Michelle Wanda Lamont. You have been listening to Manifesting Miracles with me.